Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Save big money at Menards. Gorilla tapes, glues, and adhesives are perfect for jobs around the house, indoors and out. Gorilla Heavy Duty Construction Adhesive has a 100% waterproof formula that provides a secure bond on any surface. From trim work to landscape block to hanging mirrors, it's all-purpose and holds in 30 seconds. Pick it up for your project and head to Menards.com to see all of our great deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
On today's episode of Down the Wire, it's episode number, I don't even know anymore. We're just doing these every Monday, apparently. But we got stuff to talk about. We have the NBA playoffs, and how badly does the national media not want Milwaukee back in the NBA finals? We're going to review an article this week. We're talking about weird stuff, people. All today on Down the Wire.
Time we do it, y'all, we do it with fire. Yeah. Sports podcast Down the Wire. Every time we do it, y'all, we do it with fire. Yeah. Sports podcast Down the Wire. Down the Wire. Yeah. Down the Wire. Yeah. Tom and Dave Burks. Yeah. Down the Wire. Yeah. Down the Wire. Yeah. Down the Wire. Yeah. Tom and Dave Burks. Yeah.
Episode 66. Down the Wire. Nice, dude.
Hey, dude, Diet Coke, man, it was brewing.
First episode back in Cudahy, Milwaukee.
In person.
Yes.
But Cudahy, Milwaukee.
Well, I said Cudahy because we know that, but I don't think everyone's going to be like, where the fuck is Cudahy?
California, dude.
Right, exactly. Could be from there. Coming at you down the wire, me, Tom. My brother Dave to my left.
Me, Tom. Me, Dave.
If you've never heard us before, we are from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, talking all things sports, professional sports, that is, in unprofessional ways. We talk college, too. I don't know why that's our tagline, but we're just numbskulls.
And that's if you plan word. To never hear us again, just know you're going to have a great time.
Yeah, it's a good time. We got a good episode planned for you today. How was your weekend, Dave?
Fine. Yeah. I like, tried to plan stuff. See, like... We had a Mother's Day weekend.
Yep.
And we did polar opposite, yet the exact same thing. You actively avoided Mother.
No. I actually have a really hard time with this situation because I did ask her. I was like, hey, I have a friend graduating on Mother's Day. Okay. And I was like, is it cool if I go? Like, are we doing anything? Like, can I go to the graduation? And she was like, yeah, I don't care.
Well, fair.
And then now, I made an effort. I did say a time that was really late on purpose the first time. Because I thought 7 o'clock was going to be a answer that was going to be late enough. But give me plenty of time at the same time.
That was very late.
And I made it back by like 4:45.
For mom to have rejected every offer that she made
yeah.
over the past couple days. First, she is like, oh, what if the whole family, a.k.a. myself, like our family and then my girlfriend's family got together, would have been like a first time deal. And then we all went out for dinner. Sure, that sounds great, mom. Then like morning of,
I don't really want to do that anymore.
Yeah, that's kind of how it usually goes, right? I mean,
so then
it was pretty typical Mother's Day.
So then she was like, "Oh, well, we could go see a movie." And it's like, "Oh, that's great because Antoinette's mom wants to go see her own movie. Like, I'll go with you. We'll go see our own too." All right, sounds good. And then as like my girlfriend like leaves to go do her thing, half hour into that, she comes up like, "Yeah, not for the movies. Okay, bye."
All right.
And then sent me a message later on that was like, "But you
can we not make this therapy at the beginning?
You need to know.
I had a pretty good Mother's Day weekend, and we saw Doctor Strange."
Yeah,
that was pretty good.
Dope.
Doctor Strange was really good.
Yeah, very Sam Raimi.
No spoilers in this episode, but like a lot of death.
If you want spoilers, feel free to check out one of the other fine podcasts that I'm also a part of on thechairshot.com, Bandwagon Nerds.
Mm.
Drops every Monday.
There you go.
Yeah, we ripped the shit out of that movie.
Really?
Mm. No, in the sense of spoilers. It's,
we are not
spoiler free. Find our latest shirt, PC Brony. It is a quality design. I must say so myself.
You can get that at thechairshot.com. We never really shout them out in the middle of it, but we really do love our friends at the Chair Shot.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're great people. Yeah. Great people. Should we get into some sports?
Yeah, please.
I think it's time for sports. Yeah. The NBA playoffs are going on right now. We have some breaking news. Robert Williams not going to play in the game tonight in Milwaukee.
What?
Is
that dramatic enough?
Well, that's how Boston fans are going to take it. But like, as a Milwaukee fan, I'm chilling on it. Like, okay, he can play, he cannot. We're ready for tonight.
I'll be honest. I did not have... first of all, let's just recap the past, three, four games for these series.
Yeah, we can do that.
And then we can talk about everything.
I think we talked game one already. So let's do two, yes. Three, and four.
But I'm going to start off right with game two and three. The Bucks are doing exactly what I said they should do to win. They are holding Jason Tatum to nothing.
Yeah.
And if you notice, every single time he has scored low points, they are not winning.
Right.
Yeah, what do you have, like 10 points yesterday?
It was
Saturday, rather?
I'm going to pull it up right here. Jason Tatum had 10 points. Yeah. In 41 minutes. And only one rebound, three assists. I mean, he was Tony Snell on the court, honestly. Yeah.
And he's looked rough overall, because even game two, I think he had 29. Does that sound right?
He went off a little more in game two. I remember that.
Game two, though, was because of Jaylen Brown.
Right.
Going 25 in the first half, and then, you know, 5 points for the rest of the game.
Game two was a rough game for Milwaukee. They had a rough day.
And they still almost came back.
No, that game two is the one they got their ass kicked.
Game two, they almost came back. They did. They were down by...
They had a terrible first half, and then the third quarter was promising. Fourth quarter, they kind of fell off again.
Well, okay, going forward, though, we have game four tonight in Milwaukee. I have already said it multiple times. I don't think the Bucks are winning tonight.
Why?
I just feel like the Celtics are going to make a statement.
Oh.
Now hear me out. Bucks in six. If they lose tonight, they're winning the next two games in Boston and then back at home. That's how I feel. I could be wrong about that, and you know what? I will happily be wrong at that point.
I love Bucks in six. When it's 3-2.
Sure.
I think Bucks win tonight, lose the next game in Boston because Boston needs to win.
Man, I don't know.
And then
down two games is all big.
Just to get one. They want to get one more. They can't close it out Bucks and six. The Bucks don't need to win the rest of them out to get to six, I'm saying.
Sure.
I love Bucks and six. I really do. I think that's a fair statement. And I love what Boston's core is for long-term success. Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, Robert Williams, a lot of people love. I get it. They're building a really good core there. I think Milwaukee, I think playoff Giannis is going to become a narrative after this season. I think it's already getting there. You know, they say playoff LeBron, right? Whenever he comes off. Playoff Jordan, right? They're going to start saying playoff Giannis. This guy is going insane. And even when he looks to be playing terribly, his numbers still look crazy. It still would be nuts. He is putting in work this series. He is getting hacked like crazy. Not saying the refs need to start calling everything. I'm not asking for
Game
it.
Three
I'm really
was
not.
Ass,
I'm
dude.
Not asking for it. I'm really not. I don't care about it. It's the playoffs. Let him play. Sure. But Giannis is still effective. It doesn't matter. He's still going to be great. He's still there. He's playoff Giannis right now. Brooke Lopez, I think this playoffs is solidifying himself as a really solid player, really important. And I'm so happy that that injury didn't amount to more. Bobby Portis looks great. We need Chris back. We need Chris back bad. That's going to be pivotal for the long term here. But I think Bucks and six in this is very fair to say. We'll have to see. We always release this the next morning, so we can look really stupid. We can look really stupid. But I think that Giannis in Milwaukee tonight, it's a tough... With no Robert Williams now...
Yeah.
That's tough, man.
Well,
Al Horford's been playing pretty nice, though,
Holy
for him.
Holy shit. When did Al Horford turn
22? Like, he was so fucking ass for Oklahoma for whatever he was doing there.
Boston. Even previous Boston.
He looks really good right now.
Hey, was he in Oklahoma? No, he wasn't. He was.
Yeah, remember he, like, didn't even do anything there. He might have been there a year after Chris Paul left when they were really bad. He was, like, their best player.
That
with Shea Gilgeous-Alexander. He was 100%
no,
Oklahoma.
He was in like Cleveland or something.
100%.
Like that.
I'm gonna basketball reference
I
it right
I don't
now.
I don't even feel right.
I'm pretty sure he had 27 or 22 yesterday or on Saturday rather. He could be poised to do that again today. I don't know. He looks pretty good. He looks pretty good. He played in OKC in 2020, 2021 last year.
Okay.
So
well,
he was there.
It just doesn't feel right.
But he was in Boston right before that, too. So this is his second stint with Boston. You were right about that.
Well, I knew.
Played in Philly that one year, too. Should we get to this Philly series?
Yeah. Back from the dead, by the way.
Mask Joel Embiid. How come when every single player puts a mask on, they play better?
And then why do those players take the mask off?
Like, how come... Every single time. It's not,
dude,
it
God.
Feels like it's every
you,
time they put a mask
imagine?
On someone.
Could you imagine? Masked Giannis?
Yeah, dude, he would go for 70.
Yeah, holy shit.
Like, he might go for 70, 50, and 30.
He might win MVP Defensive Player of the Year all in the same night.
Yeah.
In one night.
Oh, we didn't talk about that either. We should have talked about that, but we'll come back to that now at the end. Philly, masked Joel Embiid. They are back from the dead, as Dave said. They look pretty damn good again all of a sudden. And Miami looks very beatable. And I am wondering why Brooklyn made this trade at all. Like, why did Brooklyn think that was going to be better for them? I'm not really worried about James Harden. I don't think he's found it quite yet. But Joel Embiid is fully locked in to the playoffs right now.
Yeah, and he's ready, dude. And James Harden, shell. I've been saying that for a while now. He is the shell of the player that he once was. Really, the guy that is slowly becoming that number two is, one, Tobias Harris, who just stays relevant in the NBA. When you think he's about to kind of fall off, he just comes back. Oh my God, I'm going to burp.
That's just disgusting. I'm cutting that one. That one was really gross.
That one hurt.
I'm going to put a beep sensor like you swore right there instead.
Do you want me to fart now?
No, please don't.
And another one, dude. Tyrese Maxey is terrifying.
Yeah, he could have easily won comeback player or most improved player of the year this year. Well, he came out of nowhere. He's been insane.
What?
Yeah, he's so good.
When did this become a thing?
I don't know.
When did Tyrese Maxey... Now, I will say, I will give them credit, because we kind of shit on them, the idea of, why aren't you making these trades for named superstars? It's only Tyrese Maxey. And they were very adamant about not giving him up. And for once, it seems to have panned out a little bit.
He's a bucket. He's a bucket. He can score at will. Him and Jordan Poole have emerged as players that you now have to be worried about in the NBA that can score at will, like Jamal Murray did it in the playoffs that year. There's always some guys that come out in the playoffs that now are going to be good players for the rest of their careers. Like, that's just how it works out. They're always going to be respected now. On the other side, the Heat, Jimmy Butler's locked in. He's ready to go. Current reigning Sixth Man of the Year, Tyler Hero. He had a double-double yesterday, but only 11 points.
Fun fact, Tyler Hero is the first white American-born NBA player to win an award in a decade.
Wow.
Bet you didn't even see that. You want to take a wild guess at who's the last person to have done that?
White American to win an award. A decade ago, 2012. I'm not coming up with an answer quick enough, but I really want to get this, and that's a problem because I definitely
you're never going to get this. I will say it's most improved player of the year.
Ryan Anderson?
Bro, you didn't
even look it up.
How the flying fuck did you get that? That was impressive.
Come on, stop playing with me.
No.
I just knew.
It's because I said most improved.
Yeah, you gave me a little bit of a hint, but like I was all over it after that.
That was impressive as fuck.
Come on, dude. Stop playing with me.
I'm just saying. And then previous to that was Kevin Love with most improved player of the year. And then
they said these white boys only get better. That's all they.
Yeah. Kevin Love. And then, oh, God, before Kevin Love, the last was sixth man, Mike Miller in 2006.
Yikes.
Dear God.
Well, and I, you know, I'm my ignorant, dumb self went to Steve Nash right away. And then I was like, well, wait, that was like 2005. And then I was like, oh, wait, he's Canadian. Like, so I had to rethink that all in my head again.
Do you want to take a guess as who is the first white American NBA player to win an award? I'll give you a hint. 1953.
I don't know. George Mikan.
Rookie of the year, Don Meinecke.
I got the M.
Yeah.
That was pretty close.
Meinecke is pretty close.
the Heat, man, they're kind of slacking a little bit now. Victor Oladipo is like talking all this ish, and now he's dropping 15. Like, you can't be talking ish dropping 15.
I mean, you can when you're coming off the bench.
He's getting 32 minutes.
Okay. Yeah, well.
Yeah, I don't care where you're coming off of. Like, you're a starter if you're playing that long. The Sixers look back a little bit.
Do the Sixers come back and win this series?
I don't know, man. The playoff experience Jimmy Butler brings really helps Miami a lot. Kyle Lowry's playoff experience means nothing, so that doesn't help them at all. But
shade.
I don't know. Kyle Lowry, dude. Stop. He's got a ring because of Kawhi. Thank you. Like,
yeah.
And he dropped 6 points.
I don't know if Philly's energy continues. That's my thing. There are way too...
James Harden did have 30. We were talking to him like he was slander, but at the same time, he could have 40, whatever. I don't like that scenario, but it's a possible scenario.
Realness, though, what's with Duncan Robinson getting, like, no minutes? I realize he was kind of booty the last couple games with the... who did they play in the first round?
Oh,
the Hawks.
Yep.
The Hawks.
But he had some moments in the Hawks series where he looked
game
like...
Game 2 was the last game. He had 27 points. But since then, he has, I think, scored 20 points altogether.
Jeez.
It's something bad like that. It's bad. And now, like I said, he's fallen out of the... Whoa! Okay. Scared the shit out of us. All right. I don't know if anyone heard that or just me cussing. But...
All right, man. Can you tell that we do a podcast every week?
Yeah, like I said, the people might drop off.
I'm taking Miami's winning this.
I think so too. Like I said, I feel like oh my god, I almost said Seattle. The 76ers just aren't going to continue.
God damn it. All right, you might.
There's ghosts.
Let's fix that. Is it done? Nope.
Keep going. We're fine.
Oh,
let's
man.
Go. Boogeyman tonight.
All right. You're lucky I want to watch the Bucks game.
Son of a bitch.
Okay, that was you.
I don't know what that was.
That was nothing. I don't know what
We've
felt.
Just had like a terrible like minute and a half. The worst minute and a half possible.
In radio history. Like, that was terrible.
Oh my god.
Anyway, what's this? Who else plays in the playoffs? The Suns are playing. Yeah, the Suns are playing the Mavs. And yeah. I'm telling you, I'm loving this Mavs to the finals pick I did right there, right? Like, it's getting a little bit interesting.
You made it as a joke, but now it's, like, kind of legit.
No, I made it as logic based off gut. As well, in, yes. A year. That's what I did. I didn't make it as a joke. I said, no, one team just snaps every year. I'm taking Dallas.
It's fair. And... yeah, dude, they are snapping. I don't quite understand how they're that good.
I don't either, because
on paper,
if you're getting buckets dropped on you by Dorian Finney-Smith, man, like, I'm sorry. This is the Suns team.
The whole roster is kind of like, it's got like a weird sort of Detroit Pistons feel to it.
It's got a scrappy vibe to it. It's got like, these are the guys who, these are the dogs. You know what I mean? The guys that had to grind it out a little bit.
PJ Tucker, we dogs.
Right. Exactly. I mean, Joe talks all this slander on Davis Bertans, but he gave him 12 yesterday. Spencer Dinwiddie, Maxi Kleber.
What is with Jalen Brunson too? Like,
Jalen Brunson's the other one. That's another guy who...
he's just going off.
Another
lately.
Type of situation where it's like he just found himself. He's going to... And you know what? He's got a contract coming up. Good for him. So he's about to catch a bag. 18 from him yesterday. They look really complete right now, Dallas. They look like they are sharing the ball well. They know Luka is the guy. Like, let Luka do his thing and everyone else has to do their part. After that, we're good. Devin Booker, big game, 35, looked like himself. Chris Paul, though, had a rough game four, was in some serious foul trouble right away, had four fouls in the first half, and he ended up with 5 points. And Phoenix needs both those guys. They do. Those guys work really well together, and they construct a very good team when they are both on the court. The team has its flaws when one of them is gone. I don't know why, but it does. They look very beatable when Chris Paul or Devin Booker are not playing.
Yeah. I mean, they are. It's just not the same level of firepower, at least offensively. Because I will say, DeAndre Ayton has had one hell of a series. He's looking good. But, I mean, just all together, he's not going to go off in the offensive categories, you know? And even, you know, when you look something at like Friday, 18 points for Booker, Miles Bridges, is that Bridges? Is that who that is? Right? Yeah. Oh, sorry. Mikal Bridges, 12 points, Chris Paul, 12 points, Jay Crowder, 19 points, DeAndre Ayton, 16. Like, none of those are mind blowing stats, man. You need some 20s. Jalen Brunson had no problem going for 28. And Luka, 26.
Is Luka's going to bring himself into like some top five categories if he takes this team somewhere. You know what I mean? He's going to start doing that.
Bro, right now, Jalen Brunson's the guy.
I mean, relax. Luka, 26 and 11. Like, Jalen Brunson at 18 and 4 yesterday. I'm just saying.
But Jalen Brunson is literally, you can...
He's a big part of
Jalen Brunson is
right
doing
now.
Did in the first round what Chris Middleton did last year when Giannis was out.
He's on his JJ Barea shit right now.
I don't think JJ was ever getting close to 30 points in a game.
Did he ever do that back when they were doing that run? He was having some nuts games.
I'm gonna look up JJ Barea career high.
I'm gonna say it's 32. Like, just off of a guess, that would be a number I think he could score and what's possible. I really didn't even get to it yet. I just was typing
it. It's 32.
What's up? I'm fucking on one today.
I'm gonna slap you.
I'm nuts. I'm nuts.
Oh my God.
I'm nuts. I'm the fucking ringer, dude.
Today?
Yeah. That was
dude, on... JJ Barea's 5'10". How the fuck did he...
Isaiah Thomas. What? Isaiah Thomas sure. was dropping buckets in Boston.
This is nuts.
Dallas or Phoenix taking this?
Man, dude. This one's probably the hardest one.
Really?
I think so.
I think the next one's pretty tough.
This one's the hardest to call. I'm going to...
Now you're dying.
I'm dying, too. I'm going to have to give it to the Suns still. It's tied. Suns got home court advantage going in for the rest of the series, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. I think that's how I'm going to have to stick it.
I'm going to ride with Dallas because now I have to. At this point, they brought it back. Like, it looked real. I made that prediction, and they lost by, like, 40 for game one. And then we got to episode two, and I can still look smart in the next episode after.
Right.
Like, I looked really dumb the night we recorded that, but I dropped it still. And now look at this. We got a shot. We got a shot. Memphis versus Golden State, dude. I'm going to start it off with this whole Jordan Poole situation. I didn't even know about it. I mean, I knew about it. I didn't really watch the game that it happened, so I didn't see what happened. He grabbed his knee, and people are really mad about it. I don't know, man. I feel like this is maybe
you're
it's
talking
a bad,
about Ja. You're talking about
grab
Ja.
Ja's knee. Sorry, yeah. Grab Ja Morant's knee. Yes, and I'm gonna say this. I'm not gonna deny that maybe it was a dirty move on Jordan Poole's part. I'm also gonna say as that level of a competitor, I probably would have done something like that if I played basketball to that level. Yeah, I mean,
playoffs.
I don't think that that was that egregious with how much it's getting talked about. Yeah, exactly. Like, relax. I get it. Maybe a little bit shady. I mean, they ejected Draymond Green on some BS. Like,
boy, did they
way
ever.
Before they really needed to do anything about Jordan Poole. Okay. Memphis down 1-2. They got a game tonight. It's at 9 o'clock, dude. These West Coast start times suck.
I'll be not watching. I'll watch the highlights tomorrow, man.
Hopefully, I'll get a little bit in.
I'm gonna be beat. I'll just be honest.
Yeah, I'm gonna. We'll see. But Golden State 2-1 right now. They look pretty good. They look like they're back in. Klay's got to get hot again. Klay was looking good for a little bit, and then all of a sudden now can't hit a shot anymore. He's trying to do too much, bouncing off the dribble, stupid shit.
Trying to look cool. Golden State got this, dude. Golden State right now should be looked at as the best team in the West right now.
I think you're right. I do think that. I'm rooting hard for Memphis. I love Ja Morant. I think he's got to slow down a little bit. He's getting a little crazy.
Yeah.
But they definitely could do it if they were older.
Yeah. If
they're like 24 years old, all of them.
And maybe like an extra year of playoff experience.
Right. So this team's going to get pretty gross pretty quick.
Watch out next year.
Yeah, hopefully. Hopefully. I hope so. Memphis used to have some nice teams that could just never do anything. You know, they had the Zach Randolph, Mike Conley. They got some, like, 50-some win. That we're missing someone in there. Tony Allen, dude, was absolutely
nasty. There's definitely
nasty.
One more we're missing. There's definitely one more. Oh, my God. This is going to piss me off.
Sasha Vucevic?
No. No.
Vucic?
Hold on. What is that, like, 2008 Memphis Grizzlies?
Yeah, that's probably a fair bet. 2010, maybe, even you could look up, and that would probably get you somewhere.
Oh, I think Zach Randolph wasn't there by that time.
Jared Bayless. He definitely played there.
Okay, we're getting there. We're getting there.
Mike Miller definitely played there.
Did we say Rudy Gay?
No, Rudy Gay was pretty good. Rudy Gay was pretty good.
Kyle Lowry.
Bro, yeah, but He sucked
That's
then.
True.
He sucked then.
Fucking Darko Milicic was on.
Hey, he's got a ring. Let's not forget Darko's got a ring, and Carmelo doesn't. All right.
Okay, how about this one? OJ Mayo.
Oof.
Tough.
Memphis had some good teams. This one looks to be one of their best ones they've had, but Golden State's playoff experience, I think, is really it's really keeping them ahead right now. Andrew Wiggins is good now, which is crazy.
Fuck, they had Kwame Brown, too, at one point.
Every draft bust just goes to Memphis after their career gets a chance. They're in Sacramento, who hired a new coach, by the way. We didn't bring that up, but
Mike Brown,
there it is. Desmond Bain is fun too. Jonathan Kuminga getting valuable minutes though in the playoffs. Remember, that's our guy, isn't that the cum bucket?
That's cum bucket, dude.
Yeah,
dude, what a great nickname.
18 points in 18 minutes.
Bad doc,
dude.
So bad.
Why did he say that? Why would you want to be called that?
Hey man, you know what? It's better
for
just
you.
To...
Good for you. Good for you. I don't have that level of confidence.
Sorry, one more. 2009, 2010 Memphis Grizzlies, Allen Iverson.
Whoa. Bro. Team should have won a ring. I don't know what was going on.
Yeah, and speaking of coaches, there are a couple things. Like you said, we brought up Mike Brown to Sacramento. Who cares? Mike Brown's that guy that just kind of fills in here and there, right?
Yeah, he'll be gone in 3 years tops.
He's another version of Ty Lue.
Yeah, he's Luke Walton. I mean, same situation. Well, like,
Luke Walton only did it for this team, though. He was only there for, what's it called?
I guess he was only there the 1 year. Better example, James Borrego. You know, like, he's just going to go.
PJ Carlissimo.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. Larry Drew.
Ooh, yeah.
Like, you're going, yeah. You know Scott your Skiles. Team's going to suck. If Larry, just keep naming Bucks coaches.
Tom Thibodeau.
Yeah, at this
Another
point.
One.
Yeah, you're right.
But
Phil Jackson after the Lakers.
Oof. No, he was just on the Knicks.
Yeah, I think he was a GM only, too. I don't even think he coached.
No, that was Derek Fisher.
Ooh, yeah, tough. That was tough.
So yeah, really at this point, Mike Brown, who cares? But looking a little bit south of there in LA, the Lakers are looking around and they got some weird names.
You got them in front of you?
Well, first of all, Terry Stotts. There's another name of dudes that just randomly appear. But Terry Stotts being one of those guys. How do you feel about the Lakers going with Terry Stotts?
Is Mark Jackson better?
Yeah. I'd rather have Mark Jackson than Terry Stotts.
Really? Because Mark Jackson had that Warriors team before Steve Kerr did, and they never did this.
Well, hold on. Mark Jackson helped build that Warriors team.
Helped. Drafted, I guess, sure, but he had the team and he didn't win anything with it.
Well,
Steve
sure.
Kerr went there 1 year, won a chip.
Well, again, I think you're giving in too much to
I'm not. Terry Stotts was Portland for a long time, right?
So yeah, Portland,
which I mean, they're not, I'm not saying their playoff success has anything to do with it either. I don't know, I don't like
of
either
these,
of those candidates.
None of these
really
feel like a LeBron move.
Well, maybe that's why. You got to get the low name guys for LeBron now, right? He wants Ty Lue, probably.
Well,
again, you know.
Too bad. He's sharing the arena with them.
Yeah, that makes him so sick, dude. That makes LeBron sick as fuck every night.
Yeah. And they're going to meet up with Adrian Griffin. I don't know offhand who's that. But Darvin Ham of the Milwaukee Bucks as well is who is it? Honestly, he's probably one of the hottest names.
Yeah,
out there.
I could see that. Honestly,
he's a front runner for like the Hornets job.
Ugh.
I don't know if you should sleep on them. You got one of the best young talents in the league down in Charlotte. There's just a whole bunch of names that I'm just. I feel like they're a little weird because. The Lakers are, well, the Lakers, and usually they just go for the big name. And, I mean, to an extent, I guess Frank Vogel wasn't that guy, but, you know, we knew that Frank Vogel was going to be a pushover the whole time. And, it worked for the bubble year. Who really counts the bubble year outside of the Lakers?
Yeah, I guess, right? It's not really... I don't know. I don't like who. I think Darvin Ham would be my favorite option for them, honestly. Compared to the rest of them, like, why not just go with Darvin Ham?
I would say Darvin Ham is...
He's been, like, a head coaching candidate for a while.
And you know what? Darvin Ham as well. Why would he want to go to old-ass L.A. as opposed to young Charlotte?
I don't know, man. Just, like, ride out a ring with LeBron, maybe?
You think they get a ring?
I don't know.
Look at the way that team played last year.
They played not well. I get that. But...
All right, that's our NBA talk.
I'm gonna take the Warriors. Yeah, I'll take the Warriors.
Yeah, I feel Warriors.
Probably
in
five.
I don't feel like it's close.
Yeah, in five. Yeah.
Sorry. Wamp wamp.
Should we get to this article review we're doing?
Sure. So, like, that's our new thing going forward. We did our draft stuff. We did our other things, and you know us. We gotta stay in season of the segments. So I think going forward, we're going to kind of find just a dumb article or just an article in general that we can find online from the past week and just kind of review it. Because let's be honest, there is sports content all over the internet. Some of it's quality. We're looking at you, Athletic. Some of it, not so much. We're looking at you, Bleacher Report. And today... I found an article that I think is particularly fun, and I feel like we should review it. Sportskeeda, which, again, doesn't have the most glowing of track records, posted an article today. The 2002 NFL running back tiers, with the subquote of, from Derrick Henry to Najee Harris. So let's review this article real fast, kind of get a gauge on how we feel about it, and then discuss.
All right,
start from the top.
I'm gonna explain the article. It is broken up into tiers.
Yeah, four tiers.
There is tier one, which is labeled just give them the ball. Okay,
which is fair.
All right, there is tier two, the no respect club. There is tier three, are we sure they are still good? And then there is tier four, the next wave.
And then I would also give a tier five of y'all bums.
I don't have that one in front of me. Did he write one like that?
No, I'm just assuming because that is not every NFL.
Oh, yeah. If he didn't name you, he does not like you.
Y'all bums.
No, yeah.
This is a Sportskeeda article written by, or Keeda article written by
Matt Galea. Matt Galea.
I think Matt Galea has got a decent.
Hey, there is. I'm going to say this right now. I'm going to come at this with no hate, Matt Galea. I'm just going to say it's weird.
The article itself.
It's really weird.
Again, this is why I wanted to discuss. So let's break it in. Let's get right into the deal of just give them the ball. Tier
one. So in tier one, there is, looks like seven running backs in this, which I'm going to go off. Note number one, that's too many in tier one. This is too many running backs. They are not all this close together.
Sure, I can already see one that just does not fit.
So in this tier, we have Jonathan Taylor, Derrick Henry, Najee Harris, Dalvin Cook, Austin Eckler, Nick Chubb, and Antonio Gibson.
I heard the disdain on Austin Eckler's name.
Yeah, that's... Look, I get it, bro. He just gets the ball. Yeah, you know what? This is a perfect tier for Austin Eckler to be in if it's just the title of this tier. It's not the first tier, but just give them the ball. Yeah, that's pretty much the tier Austin Eckler's in. He just gets the ball a lot. I can respect that.
Sure.
He is not on the same level as Jonathan Taylor, Derrick Henry, Najee Harris.
He's not even on the same Dalvin level Cook. As Antonio Gibson.
Yeah, I mean, he's a little too high on here too, I might argue, especially because... We didn't name a couple running backs, but...
Antonio Gibson's might be an overshoot. But you know what? I would rather have Antonio Gibson on my team than Austin Eckler. Am I crazy?
I think I'm with you on that. Austin Eckler falls down if you touch him. He's hard to touch sometimes, but he falls down if you touch him. I'm going to say that right now. I don't think that – I think Jonathan Taylor, Derrick Henry, Dalvin Cook being in there. Yeah, Najee Harris, I guess.
Najee Harris had an impressive rookie season.
Right, but like I feel like every rookie does this now. Josh Jacobs comes in and snaps, and then Saquon Barkley comes in and snaps. Christian McCaffrey comes in and snaps.
Let me help you with this. Who's the quarterback for the Steelers next season?
Kenny Pickett, Mitch Trubisky.
So
yeah, it's gonna be Najee Harris.
Yeah, Nick. The problem with the Nick Chubb one is that they also have what's his name back there?
Kareem Hunt.
Yeah, Kareem Hunt. I don't know if I can necessarily say that. Just give him the ball. Could we do the Cleveland Browns by committee?
Nick Chubb is really good, though.
He's really good.
He's sure. Obviously the better running back on that team.
Sure. But, yeah.
I would say that if we're going to put these guys in a tier, I think Jonathan Taylor and Derrick Henry are in a tier of themselves. I don't think any of the other guys get to come up there. I think Dalvin Cook sniffs
close.
It.
He sniffs it for sure.
Dalvin Cook sniffs it, but he is below those two guys.
Yeah, I mean, and there's an attached stat from NFL Stats at NFL_stats. Most rushes of 20 plus yards last season. Taylor, what are you dropping?
That was my fault that time.
God damn it. Jonathan Taylor, 14. Chubb, 12. Rashad Penny, 11.
What?
Why isn't he on this tier?
Just give him the ball.
Oh, my God, dude. What a random stat. Dalvin Cook, 9. Josh Allen, 9. Damian Harris, 8. Mike Sanders, 7. And Jalen Hurts, 7.
Mike Sanders, Miles Sanders.
Miles Sanders.
Okay, I was about to say, the fuck is Mike Sanders? Like, just snapping.
All right, so that's our tier one. Let's go tier two.
Well, can we give a grade to this tier one?
Okay.
Like, how he ranked it?
Sure.
There's too many names, that's for sure, but he didn't miss any good ones, I guess, so he can get a C+.
Whoa.
It's above average.
That is, bro.
I mean, let's just be real.
It's a B+. It's good.
I feel like Antonio Gibson and Austin Eckler are wrong answers in this situation.
Austin Eckler is definitely wrong. Dude, you are sleeping on Antonio Gibson.
I'll go B-.
You are sleeping on Antonio Gibson, dog.
Can he be in the next tier? The no respect club?
From you, exclusively. But people respect Antonio Gibson.
Tier two, the no respect club. Now, here's the question. Does the no respect club mean you are better than the are we sure they're still good club then?
At this point, I'm saying yes.
I think it does.
Which is like because they're so sneaky good. And the other one is we're not sure.
Well, and you're tier three.
That's what I'm saying.
Right? So in this tier, we got Joe Mixon. We have James Conner, David Montgomery, Damian Harris, and Elijah Mitchell. Now, your first initial reaction to this, because mine is, I think Joe Mixon's got respect now.
Yeah.
I think Joe Mixon's got respect now.
You trying to put Joe Mixon in that top tier?
I would put him there over Eckler and Gibson.
Definitely over Eckler. I don't know about Gibson, dude. I'm telling you. My second thought, James Conner is still good?
He was decent last year.
I would probably put him in tier three of like, are we sure they're still good? Because he had some questionable years, the past two.
No,
right?
Last year he was really good. Last year was bounce back. I think we should put him in the are they too hype tier. That's a better tier, I think, for him if they were going to give one. You know what? We should content idea sidebar. We
remix.
Well, we'll come back to tiers in a different way.
Sure.
Anyway, James Conner. Yeah, David Montgomery, no respect club. I kind of like that.
Well, you should know, like, personally.
Yeah, he was pretty fucking good this year.
Dude, David Montgomery is legit.
He's good.
And the worst part about David Montgomery is being in this no respect club is with the past, 2 years? Has he been a running back for 2 years?
Something like that.
He has gotten no respect from his coaches as well.
Right. Yeah. Sometimes, you know, they've been trying to use these guys who are 5'7" and
they're trying to pass it. They're trying to pass it with Justin Fields.
Well, they had Mitch Trubisky, the number 2 overall pick, drafted before Patrick Mahomes.
2 years ago.
So,
I can't say I know enough about Damian Harris. To be completely honest,
he's a touchdown machine, and he gets the ball mostly in New England. He's pretty good. I like him. But they do a lot of running back by committee there as well with Ramondre Stevenson. Yeah, they've always
James
do.
White.
Yeah, exactly. Right. They. Yeah,
I mean, I'm looking at his stats now. If my thing decides to load, here we are. I mean, he had 929 yards last year, 15 touchdowns. I mean, 15 touchdowns. Holy shit! But
yeah, that's a lot. That's a lot. That's no respect, maybe.
Yeah, I don't...
Maybe we should know him a little better.
And 18 receptions for 132 yards. I mean, like, is this the thing that's going to put me in the no respect club? Put him in the no respect club, though? I don't think so. I don't really feel that. I mean, the dude has what?
I mean, I guess no respect club could be underrated, right? Is sure. he underrated? Maybe a little bit. Maybe a little bit. Let's see it again next year. See it again next year, I mean, and then this guy's correct.
He's drafted in 2019, so why couldn't you put him in that tier of, you know, the future?
Right.
If you wanted to give him something.
Elijah Mitchell, at the end, I think, is another guy who would fit better in the future because, again, he just snapped out of nowhere, and he was really good, don't get me wrong, but I think everyone knew he was snapping. Like, yeah. No one was not respecting him. He was having a lot of big games. I think he had a game almost 200 yards this year. Like, that makes the news, no matter who you are. So, I'll give that one a better one, because I do like the name. You know what? I'm going to say he's nailing the names with his tiers. Because the teams, these do fit the players. I'm just confused as if this means these are the top 10 best running backs that he just named. You know what I mean?
Sure.
So, now let's go to tier 3. I'll give him, like, a B on that one. B plus. That one felt pretty good.
I'll go B. I'll go B, just because, I don't know, that one's, it's got hits, and other ones I'm still a little questionable on. Like James Conner and Damian Harris, I just don't know.
Are we sure they are still good? Tier 3.
This one.
Christian McCaffrey.
I feel that.
Ezekiel Elliott.
I feel that.
Alvin Kamara.
I don't feel that.
Aaron Jones.
That's nuts.
Leonard Fournette. Saquon Barkley,
Josh Jacobs. No, bye Saquon. You're not even in my list. You're not even on my fucking list. You're in the crumb bum club.
Crumb bum scum bum. Yeah, man, this is interesting right here because I think a lot of people would put a lot of respect on a lot of these guys' names, but this guy is calling them out a little bit. Are we sure they're still good? Because Christian McCaffrey. I think we got to be a little bit fair to him. Are we sure they're still good when they're healthy for him? Because when he plays, he is good.
Sure.
I think we got to be fair to him there. Now, he's been very unhealthy the last 2 seasons.
Yeah.
And that's concerning to a lot of people, so I can get that. So I don't think that's fair for us to judge McCaffrey all the way like that, because now you just got to know, stop picking him first overall in fantasy at this point. Like, that's what it is. That's all it is. That's why people hate him so much. That's why they're pissed. Stop picking him because he's going to get hurt.
Why would you feel like Josh Jacobs isn't still good? Does that one feel disrespectful?
Yeah, I guess a little bit. Like, he's just, he's better, he's more respectable in the NFL, I think.
Yeah, I mean, 872 yards last year.
Yeah.
I mean, he didn't have a super crazy long, like,
how many games did he play? Did he miss a couple games? 872 yards?
Let's try to find number of games. He had, I don't have the games played, but I do have 217 attempts.
I feel like that's low.
Yeah, I mean... Dude,
that's 4 yards a carry, right?
Yeah.
I mean, he's doing his job. He's doing his job. James, Josh Jacobs, doing his job. I think the Leonard Fournette one's a little bit slanderous as well.
Do you really?
I think he, well,
you know what?
He plays really well in Tampa.
812
man.
Yards on 180 carries.
Yeah.
That, you know,
I think the Leonard Fournette one's a little bit slanderous.
Okay.
I like Leonard Fournette.
How about the Aaron Jones one?
Yeah, that one. The thing is,
are we biased to say that though?
No, because here's the thing. I get why. It's because AJ or AJ Dillon is on this list later on, but it's because Aaron Jones isn't the best runner on his team. That's why. That's why people are worried.
Here, let me.
He's a good running back. Does the job. Yeah, Alvin Kamara. That's a little ridiculous. That one, I think he's good.
Here, let me. Let me put names out there that he did not list at all that I think easily could fill in this tier three. Right, Mark Ingram.
Ingram. I don't think anyone thinks he's good anymore.
He had 850 yards last year, dude.
Holy shit, did he really?
Yeah.
Well, he was in Houston, right?
And Baltimore as well, right? Didn't they trade him?
I think before the season. I think he played every game in Houston. That's cheating.
Okay. How about, here's a name that's not even on this list that I easily could see that. What about Melvin Gordon? 918 yards on 200 attempts.
Yeah, he had a pretty good year.
But are we sure he's still good?
That's a good year.
Yeah.
That's a good year.
Well, I mean, Ezekiel Elliott had a better year than him. And they got him on this list.
Yeah, but I think Zeke, they love Dallas's O-line.
Okay.
You know, so everyone, you could put a Girl Scout. But Tony Pollard's really good, another guy. That's another thing with Dallas, is that Tony Pollard last season might have been a better runner than Ezekiel Elliott, as like getting the ball handing off-wise.
Well, I'm going to tell you right now, all these names had more yards than James Conner, and he's not on this one.
Yeah, but he did a lot for the team and the offense all together.
Sure.
That's what they like.
Here's one other one. Devin Singletary.
Yeah, team no respect a little bit there.
Yeah, I mean, he kind of falls in a lot of them, though. Like, we're not sure whether or not he's going to be good. We're not sure. You know, another dude, what about Cordarrelle Patterson? I realize he had an amazing season last year.
Amazing 6 weeks.
But you know what? It might not last. And then, you know, at that point, do you put him in? Again, this list is...
Who least belongs on this tier that is on this tier right now?
Least belongs.
I'll read the names again. McCaffrey, Ezekiel Elliott, Alvin Kamara, Aaron Jones, Leonard Fournette, Saquon Barkley, Josh Jacobs.
I'm going to say Kamara. I think Alvin Kamara is...
pretty freaking good.
He is pivotal for that team.
Yeah.
He is, at this point, the most important player on that team, offensively.
Possibly. I mean, other than Taysom Hill. The versatility. But...
Aaron Jones is also there too, but like
Aaron Jones had a hurt year, so a lot he was banged up a little bit last year. People are gonna fault him for it. I get it. It's whatever. At this point, I'm used to the national media disrespect of Wisconsin sports, so maybe that's what it is.
Sony Michel's another guy that could fall on this goddamn list.
I think Alvin Kamara is the name that least belongs. McCaffrey is because he's hurt a lot. I get that. He's good when he plays. He is good when he plays.
He's going to be...
That's a C minus tier. I'm sorry.
I think you are being nice. I'll go D. I don't agree with that one at all.
The next wave, tier four. This seems like the future. We have DeAndre Swift, Javonte Williams, Cam Akers, AJ Dillon, J.K. Dobbins on this tier. And for the most part, I think this tier is pretty respectable. I think it's pretty safe. At the end of the day, just to say, I know, like, he did a great job of calling the future because he's going to get one of these right because he made the first tier so big, so he made every tier so big. I think that the J.K. Dobbins one is the one that stands out to me the most. He was hurt all last year, had a really good rookie campaign, played really well in the playoffs. Cam Akers as well.
I do love Javonte Williams on there, too. Javonte and both him and DeAndre Swift. Those guys are good.
Yeah, and Javonte playing with Russell Wilson's probably only going to help him even more, right? That's going to go well.
For sure.
I love AJ Dillon getting respect around the national media, too. You said it.
He is the better runner him and Jones.
He took over last year. He really started to show himself. I'm wondering if we should have just kept Jamal Williams and got rid of Aaron Jones.
No.
I know, do you know why?
Do you know why? Jones in the pass game.
Yeah, I know. That's what we say. I get it. And it makes sense why, but I really liked Jamal Williams a lot. And he's doing pretty good things in Detroit from what I see.
What, being the backup there?
Well, as the backup there, yeah. I wish he was there. And A.J. Dillon...
600 yards on 153 carries, man.
Do you think A.J. Dillon could go for 1,500 yards if he had the role Jonathan Taylor had? Probably. Probably.
Is there any other names that you think they're missing on this? Because, I mean, first and foremost, where is James Robinson on this list?
Ooh, yeah, team no respect, speaking of.
I think it's because of...
you know me, I love me some James Robinson. And he just got a contract, too, at Jacksonville.
Yeah, why isn't he on there at all, though? I find that crazy. Where is dudes like Miles Sanders? Miles Sanders is another guy that was, fucking lighting it up. He had 750
yards.
You know,
I got a guy that could be in Are We Sure They're Still Good? Chris Carson, Seattle.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, but that's also where the Rashad Penny, you know.
Played. Right, he took over his job. Yeah. You know what I mean? So I guess that means, no, they're not still good. Maybe that doesn't fit the tier.
There's just a lot of names that... You know, I get it. You can't list everyone. But...
I mean, at this point, he should have. Just put everyone in a tier.
Well, I guess. Like I said, tier 5. Everyone's a bum. Again, where's Sony Michel? Sony Michel should be listed somewhere. He had 845 yards.
Yeah, I wish they had some sort of backup tier. Like, good backups, too. I like Alexander Mattison a lot. I really do. I think he's pretty good. Especially because they have two Green Bay running backs on there. They could have two Minnesota running backs on there.
Yeah. Chuba Hubbard.
Chuba Hubbard. Where's Kareem Hunt if he's not going to be on here? Come on.
Miles Gaskin.
Yeah, we forget about Miles Gaskin a lot, remember?
Yeah, dude. This article overall... Dog, Latavius Murray. Where's he at? Hey.
Adrian Peterson?
Just telling you right now.
Plays the NFL. He's
Latavius Murray?
Be on this
More
list.
Yards than Christian McCaffrey. I don't care what you say.
Yeah, I had as many yards as Christian McCaffrey after week 4, too.
Ooh, No, you don't.
After week 6.
400.
After week 6, I had sure. more. I had the same amount of yards.
Because
he didn't play. That's why.
Dog, Rex Burkhead is still playing?
Oh, my God.
Overall, how are you grading this article?
It was fun. I liked it. It was a fun article. I just thought we did have some discrepancy beforehand because I was like, we're going to just read an article about running backs randomly. But
I get it.
It worked out. And you know what? I think it would be, we should make it a thing to find like a different outlet of sports media that's not big. Like, how big is Sportskeeda? I've never heard of them. Are they big?
Sportskeeda? Oh, they're big.
Oh, sorry. I'm
they're
stupid.
Not super big, but
we should just try to find some random person's blog every week.
Sure.
Or something like that. And just try to find something that's really biased. Because I feel like this guy wasn't that biased in it. At least I don't know if he was.
I don't know that.
I don't know if he was. But we should try to analyze something really biased every week. Could be funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. I liked the idea of running backs, though. That was fun now at the end.
Bro, how did Sam Darnold and...
Sam Darnold had like 6 rushing touchdowns. Where is he on this list?
222 yards.
Where's Lamar Jackson on this list? Let's be real.
Well,
ooh, tough. Yeah. Ravens fans gonna hate that one.
Oof.
Yeah, that was good. Let's move on.
I can look up fumbles. Who had the most fumbles? You want to take a guess? Who had the most fumbles?
It was probably a quarterback.
Oh no, that's it. Never mind. This is not the best. That's like the fumbles of like who got the most.
I think it was a quarterback. Probably. It's usually like it's probably fucking Daniel Jones.
It was Kyler Murray.
Oh, I was ready to high five. Where is Daniel Jones on that list?
He is. Where is he on this list?
Oh, wow.
Dog, he's pretty. Dude. He's doing pretty good.
Really? He just has the ugliest fumbles. That's Daniel Jones.
Unless I just missed him. What?
No way.
He's deep.
Just control F it.
Mac Jones? No, because they changed.
Mac Jones? Did you... Wait.
I'll say...
I told you beforehand that Mac Jones had more fumbles than Daniel Jones this last year, would you have said you're lying?
Yes.
Yeah.
Daniel Jones, right here. only had two fumbles.
What? No way.
He had two of the ugliest fumbles you've ever seen, though.
I swear.
Dog.
I thought
Mac Jones had three.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Kyler Murray with 10.
Yikes.
Dak Prescott at two. At second place with seven.
Yikes. 10's too many. 10's right. Way too many. Should we get in some MLB talk?
Yeah, let's go with these MLB players.
Yeah, the MLB's going on right now. We didn't think it would be. We thought it'd be starting probably right now, right?
May Where 9th? The hell Did you are think we'd City have... Edition?
Oh, we're going to go right into it, get beefed up with the Brewers?
I'm saying, where are our City Editions?
City Connect jerseys. Where That's are it. They? Where are they, Milwaukee?
MLB, step it up.
Milwaukee.
Fucks.
They're getting City Connect jerseys. They're going to suck, dude.
I know.
They're going to
be
bad. Man.
They're going to be so on the nose about
oh,
beer.
Man.
You just watch. Or, dude.
What if it's just a giant Michelob Ultra?
What if it's like a what if it's a jacket? The Bronze Fonz jacket.
Oh, God.
And their hat is the Pompadour.
What if it's just the U.S. Bank building in the middle of their jersey? like anyone knows what we're talking about when we say the U.S. Bank building. But they're like, oh, that's part of our city.
It's just gonna be bad. It's gonna be so bad.
The crew looked pretty good though.
Yeah, and they that's where what we want to talk about is we're gonna kind of review the overall landscape of the MLB and just see whether or not the top teams are gonna stay at the top and those bottom teams are gonna stay there as well. Just a quick 2 minute overview of each division. And, yeah, let's go for it. Let's start with the AL East, though.
Yeah, the AL Beast, that is.
Yeah, right now, it is a three-team race. Yankees, Rays, and Blue Jays, all separated by three games. Man, who comes out?
Dude, the Yankees look really good right now. They're mashing.
Anthony Rizzo is a fucking monster.
I really was glad when the Cubs got rid of him, man. Like, he was a... terror. He was one of those guys. It was like Matt Holliday with the Cardinals. You know, it was like not the best player on their team, but always was the best against us situation. Like, I was so glad Anthony Rizzo
left. I was talking up Anthony Rizzo last year. I told you, Anthony Rizzo, to me, was more important than Chris Bryant at the time. Now, we'll get into that later on because that team as well. But, dude, for me, it's the Yankees and Blue Jays. The Blue Jays are still legit. And you got Vlad Jr. on that squad. Man.
Is he going to be better than his dad? He's pretty freaking good, dude. He looks really good. I love Vlad Jr. too. I do like the Blue Jays coming out of there, but man, the Yankees look good too. The Yankees look really good, well, and who knows?
You know what? Let's just say it right here. Yankees and Blue Jays are going to the playoffs.
Yeah,
we
I
got
think
these
both of them are there.
Playoffs.
Yeah.
How about the Rays, though? Are they making it too?
Yeah, three teams from the AL East. That sounds about right. That sounds about right. Looking at it right now.
All
right,
let's keep it moving. AL Central. Oh, first of all, Orioles and Boston are also...
Yeah, like, Orioles ahead of Boston. Tough scene for Red Sox fans.
And you know what? I think it's real. Boston sucks.
Sucks.
AL Central. Twins, White Sox, Guardians, Royals, Tigers. Twins are up by four games, 18 and 11.
Yeah, Twins are looking pretty good, man. They got the nice move. That Donaldson trade working for both teams. You know, get some... bats back over to
the Correa trade, though,
or Correa signing,
not is it sorry signing. I mean, he's been fine.
He's a guy who's gonna help you everywhere, so like he's always valuable in a way, but you'd like his
just
bat
remember,
to be
just remember though, he's on a 1 year deal.
Well, he's got the option to leave. He's got the
fair
3 years, but he can leave if he wants to. But if he sucks, why would he want to?
Ooh,
you know what I mean? Like, you're not going to get $35 million if you suck.
At this point, too, I think the Twins are safe. Now, second place right now is the White Sox. I think they're going to fall. They are just injured galore.
Yeah, a lot of pitching down.
I don't know what's happened to Tony La Russa. First of all,
well, it's Tony La Russa.
We don't like Tony La Russa. But Tony La Russa never made bonehead decisions. Not in the same, not to this level. He's been making some dumb decision, like play calling, that I am just against.
We should have scales when we talk baseball, and the scale should be Tony La Russa to Dan Vogelbach. Like, hey. Where on that scale does that land? Tony La Russa, yeah, I'm not... He was a jack wagon in...
Oh, nice, jack wagon.
In St. Louis. And, you know, then he left, caught a couple DUIs, came back. Yeah, I don't know. That team seems way too stacked to be 14 and 13.
But again, Eloy Jimenez is out right now. I know
Lance Lynn's missed some time. Giolito's missed some time. Yeah, it's tough out there. It's tough out there. I get it.
The big surprise... Them Guardians, which I'm not going to lie, Guardians, I'm still not crazy about it, but I don't hate it.
Yeah, it could be worse.
It's I'm warming up to the idea of calling them the Guardians. I feel better about calling Cleveland the Guardians than Washington the Commanders.
Yeah, agreed.
They're surprising. When do they drop off? Because they're going to drop off.
Well, Stephen Kwan, the rookie, was playing out of his mind or whatever for the first month. You know, he'll come back to earth. It's all the rookies do when they do something like that. Look at Yermin Mercedes last year. That was rough.
Ooh.
And then we have Jose Ramirez is like the MVP right now if it ended today. Yeah. He was setting all the records for the RBI totals right now. Maybe they last, man. They got some good pitching. I like it. Between Bieber, Plesac, Savale, like they got some arms. I could see Cleveland sniffing playoffs. Maybe like a Mariners situation last year.
They take second place?
Well, like eliminated in like the last week.
I'm saying taking second place in the division?
No.
How else are they sneaking in the playoffs?
Well, the expanded playoffs is taking like 15 teams this year.
Wouldn't that be second place in the division?
No, like they would be the first team out in the AL. Like, because two are going to make it from one, three are going to make it from one, and one is going to make it from one, in my scenario.
Okay.
Six teams make it.
Okay.
Two teams from the West, three teams from the East, one team from the Central.
You're saying that they win the AL Central?
No, I'm saying they're sniffing it.
Okay.
Or do seven teams make it?
It's seven.
So my scenario is three from the East, two from the Central, two from the West.
Okay, so they're second in their division.
Third.
How?
They're the first team out. They don't make the playoffs. Cleveland.
Oh. I thought you were saying they were making it. Okay.
But they're going to be like a Seattle Mariners, I'm saying. They're going to win like 80-some games this year.
Sure.
First team out.
All right.
Follow along, Dave.
I have no clue what the fuck you're saying. And the Royals and Tigers, yeah, they suck for a reason. They're going to still suck. Next up, AL West.
I think the Tigers thought they'd be better this year, to be honest. No, but move on.
No. Yeah. AL West. Angels, Astros, Mariners, Rangers, Athletics.
Yeah, that's about the order we thought that would go, right?
I don't know if we had the Angels at the top, though.
Dude, the Angels needed to be at the top at some point. Like, they have way too many damn good players.
They're having
on
fun.
There.
And especially, was that yesterday that they did that safe at play at home?
Oh, yeah,
Nats? Bruh.
Mike Trout's still nasty. Shohei Ohtani's still nasty. Houston's going to be good, man. They're going to make the playoffs this year. They're a powerhouse now at this point. Houston, like, hot take maybe. Houston might just be the Yankees now.
I see that.
Yeah,
Houston
might just be the Yankees now, and people aren't talking about that. Not that they're necessarily buying. I guess, sorry, the Dodgers are the Yankees now. But
yeah,
Houston is going to be in the playoffs for a long time. They're pretty good. I think Houston wins this division still. I think they're built to last longer. And like you said, I don't think Correa really... I think the team's good enough without Correa still. Good enough without Correa still.
All right. Well, moving over to the NL.
Yeah.
And starting off with the NL East. Actually, you know what? Let's go backwards. Let's go to the NL West. The most obvious fucking division known to man. Which I will say, though, I am impressed. Five teams all above 500.
Yeah.
Holy shit. That NL West was scary.
NL Best.
Oh.
Look, I'm out here.
AL Beast and the NL Best.
Yeah.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
That's good. I'm going to tell you right now, I did not expect these teams to be this good.
No, the Diamondbacks were dog shit last year, man. They won like 50 games.
Well, and even someone like the Rockies. I realize you got Chris Bryant. But now you got like Jermaine Marquez, or is that how you say Jermaine Marquez?
Herman. Is it Herman? I think it's Herman.
It starts with a G.
Yeah, he's.
It's not a silent G.
It's Hispanic. It's Herman, I think. Herman Marquez.
I don't think so. but that's fine.
German.
That's exactly what I said.
Yeah, that sounds so gringo. All right, go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, he's been nuts lately. And Chris Bryant, I mean, I realize that it's in Colorado, but dude's having a year so far.
They're playing him a lot more in the outfield. What? Yeah?
Is that, what, dude is that what's going anywhere. On?
I guess, but I mean, I thought he was going to play third base. It looks like he's playing a lot of left field. That's what it looks like. So good for him. Giants are still good. Padres, even without Tatis, still hanging in right now. You got to remember that. They don't have a top five player in baseball playing with them right now. So that'll help them. And it's the Dodgers. So, of course, they're going to be good.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, Dodgers are making
three teams from this division making the playoffs?
Yeah.
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 What are you thinking? Are you going to say Dodgers, Padres, Giants?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know if the Rockies and Diamondbacks can hold this up, to be honest. But Mad Bum's kind of having a comeback here. You saw him get ejected?
Bruh.
Wow.
All right, and let's go to the NL Central. Brewers are running away with this division. 19-10 with the Cardinals being second at 16-12. I don't even know why we need to talk about this. This is a horrid division, and the Brewers are going to smoke this entire...
The Reds are what everyone thought the A's were going to be this year. That's
5-23.
That's bad, bro. Fuck. They are tough to watch. Tough to watch.
Mike Moustakas getting traded?
I mean, who wants him? I mean, sure. Yeah, I guess Milwaukee will take him.
Milwaukee,
but...
first base.
Ooh, I like that. But well, what? Platoon. You can't even do it. More platoon. Yeah, for another lefty? Because Rowdy is staying.
All right.
Rowdy's staying. He's up to like 280 or something now. That's remember fair. When we were talking all that shiza like a week or two ago about the highest batter being Keston Hira?
Yeah.
Rowdy's snapping, man. Just broke the record for most RBIs in a game. From Milwaukee history, 8.
All right.
Hit a grand slam, almost hit 2.
Again, I'm looking at this. I'm looking at this squad. Like Mike Moustakas, he's gone. Luis Castillo.
Meanwhile, the Brewers are losing by 1 to the Reds.
Right now. Chillax.
In the third.
Like Luis Castillo, probably gone.
Yeah.
Tommy Pham, I guarantee you, someone picks him up.
Yeah, this Reds team is rough, man. I don't like looking at it. I thought I cold take on the Cubs. Cubs look beatable again. I don't know what they're changing, but
they suck.
How are the Cubs aren't worse than the Pirates? They are. All right, man. I mean, like
they're
I
pretty
guess.
Bad, dude. And so I mean, it's the Brewers are coming out of this. There's no other team that's coming out of the NL Central. And the NL East.
Oh, the Cardinals go.
No.
Dude, the Cardinals are going to in August or September. No. You already know.
Dog, these Mets are terrifying.
They might be the best team in baseball.
Bro, did you ever think you could say that?
They're right up there, at least. If it's not the Dodgers, the Mets are right there. The Mets are right there.
Just a fucking squad. A
lot of big names. Doing a lot of things. They're pitching out of their mind. And they came back, I think, down by 6 in the 9th inning against the Phillies the other night. Holy shit, man. Phillies tough right now, 12-16. But, oh, God. I don't like this division. This division is weird because there easily could be 3 good teams in this division. 4 good teams, maybe.
Even. I mean, Braves and who else you put in there? The Phillies?
I mean, you were mashing the Phillies. You picked them to win.
Did I?
Yeah. That's what it looks
cold takes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Miami, though, they got a nice pitching core that they're going to be, you know, they got Jesus Aguilar. Anything can happen. So,
yeah.
It's pretty much the NL East. Mets are obviously running away with that. Braves will probably make the playoffs.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
They'll bring it around, yeah, bro. The Braves, like, were not good. Like, Acuna.
Let's hear me out.
Did you hear him? Did you
hear
see
me out?
What?
Dodgers, Padres, Giants, and Rockies.
I will literally be so pissed off. Because I hate the coastal bias already. And if four teams, like, I can't be mad at them then. Then I can't be mad because that would only prove their point.
Dog. What? And what if Arizona loses out and still has, like, a winning record? There's no way.
Realistically, there is a scenario where every single team in the NL West makes the playoffs.
No, there isn't.
Yeah. Seven teams?
Oh my god, that'd be terrifying.
Dude.
No way.
No that would be, way. I mean, it could happen.
No way. That can't be possible.
It looks like it might be.
You'd have to look at the schedule.
Based off of like how many games they play against each other, maybe?
Yeah, there's no way. There's no way. That'd be nuts.
I think you play 19 games against your four opponents.
Sure. Just no. I'm still putting it in. No. All right. Those are the NL or the MLB news. Yeah. That's the MLB. Hopefully they don't suck anymore. Let's keep moving. Hot takes.
Hot takes. You go first.
Bruh. All right. My hot take. I'm saying Baker Mayfield is playing the entire year for the Cleveland Browns.
Ooh.
And that's like just that. My gut feeling. I feel like Deshaun Watson is going to have to sit out a year. There is absolutely no one wanting to trade for Baker. At least not anymore, because I don't know what the fuck the Browns were thinking. They were asking for like a first round pick for him and some. You're out of your goddamn gourd. They should have taken that offer that supposedly Carolina had. There was one on the table, but never panned out. But they're going to need him. And I think was that Andrew that brought it up last week, Mav. The idea of maybe they're keeping him for that role to fill in for the rest of the season. Or for the entire season while Deshaun's out.
Yeah, I like that a lot, honestly. I think that's a fair hot take. And they only owe Deshaun Watson like $1 million this year or something like that.
Yeah, and Baker a lot more.
So I could see something going on with that. I can buy that. Shit, I just had one in my head and I lost it for a hot take. So I'm going to remember it real quick. And then I'm going to tell you it. Can't remember.
Oh my god.
All right, you want me to give you one?
No,
I'm just going to cut this off and then I'm going to edit it in with my hot take when I think of it again.
Yeah, do you want me to just give you one?
No.
Here,
no.
No, you can no, edit
I had
it.
You can I had edit it. It in. I just put it in.
You can edit it in.
I know, I just had
you
it.
You ready? You want it?
What is it?
Chris Middleton comes back in this series.
I'm thinking I had a different one. Oh, I got it. It's back. All right. Here it is. The Milwaukee Brewers. They're going to have 6 All-Stars this year.
Name them.
We got Josh Hader.
Okay.
Brandon Woodruff.
Okay.
Corbin Burns.
Yeah.
I'm going to hope Freddie turns it around.
So is that one of the 6?
Yep.
Okay.
I'm going to say Christian Yelich finds his way back into this All-Star conversation. And then Colton Wong. Just because I needed to come up with 6 because I meant to say 5.
Okay. I mean, you could have said something, dude. I don't know. I don't like
that. I don't think Devin Williams is going to make it.
No, he's not. He's been kind of booty.
Eric Lauer?
Eric Lauer is playing really good.
You know what I mean? Like,
but like Willie Adames.
Willie Adames.
Adames.
That's what I meant to say. I meant to say Willie Adames.
That's what I meant to say. Like you said, Eric Lauer is just playing nuts right now.
Are we a pitching factory, dude, at this point?
Yes.
I'm realizing that. Like, holy shit.
How are you just realizing that now?
Well, I know, but it's like sinking in that we've kind of been just doing this shit. You know what I mean? Like, we just bump out pitchers. We're like the Rays all over again.
Except better.
Ooh. Except we can't win.
I mean
the Rays don't either.
We have more wins than the Rays. You shut up.
Well, I'm just saying, like, get far enough in the playoffs.
Hot takes.
Hot takes.
All right. We got quick hits.
Quick hits. I have a couple of quick hits. Playoff hockey's going on right now.
And your hockey fandom has left.
Pretty much. I saw that triple overtime game.
Yeah.
That was pretty nuts.
Wild,
game.
Dude.
Yeah. Well, that's
Wild.
Minnesota.
Wild. Thanks.
Yeah.
I'm going to slap you.
It was New York that played that one. I don't know, man. Hockey's hard, man. It's so fast. They just change players all the time.
Do you not like that?
No, I mean, especially in the playoffs, when you think of it as like your best guys are playing the whole time.
All right.
And in hockey, it's weird that you're subbing out all the time. And I get it. It's not like even line changes. Like, you know, this team's going to play 12 and this team's going to play 10 and this team's going to play 8. But like still, you know, I would rather just the whole guy play the whole time. I get why not. It probably looks tiring as fuck. And let the guys fight a little bit. I'd rather see that. Let him fight a little more. A little bit funny, just to say, this is a terrible, terrible radio quick hit, but I saw this meme that I wanted to show Dave right now. This is the new Giannis mural.
Yeah.
You can look that up. I will maybe retweet this to get this, and someone did this to it on Twitter and just put David Gruber.
Instead. No one knows who that is.
One call, that's all. By the way, Christian Yelich made a really nice play just now, too. Also looking at that on Twitter. I have another one that's kind of a big one I wanted to hit during quick hit, so it might take up most of my quick hit time. It could have easily been in hot takes, but it was more of a story to it. So there's actually a new bill getting passed in Ohio that is going to allow for high school students to profit off of their name, image, and likeness.
Oh, my God.
Being under the age of 18, right?
Oh, no!
And there's already 9 other states that have this in place, that you are allowed to do this. And we all talk about NIL so much with our chair shot guys, it feels like.
Yeah.
And then, plus, I love talking about NIL. This is crazy.
This is a whole can of worms, dude. I don't know if I can get down with the high schoolers. And I, as much as I want them to kind of have that love, man.
Okay, now hear me out. Child acting.
Yeah, what about it?
Is it not a little weird too? You know what I mean?
How many child actors are there as opposed to...
Okay, fair enough. Fair
high
enough.
High schoolers, especially when you look at... high school basketball.
This also, I mean, like, no one's going to come to Cudahy and tell you to come advertise for our pizza company. You know what I mean? Sure. Like, no one's going to do that at all.
Cudahy, California.
Right. It's going to be allowing, you know, could you imagine if Zion Williams, I think Zion changed the whole game. Like how big Zion Williamson was.
Bro, you could say LeBron.
I mean, fair, but Zion sped it up a lot.
Sure.
He sped it up a lot. They were like, we, this guy, especially now because his NBA career is so suspect.
Sus?
They're probably like, we should let these guys make some money if they're that good at this time. Or let, you know, people profit off of it if they want to, at least. Have less control over it. But I think it's a little wild, man. I think it's wild that they're going to start doing it for that. But again, it's probably going to be mostly the local car dealerships and whatever if they want to do something like that.
Yeah, we'll pay $1.50.
Right, I don't think there's going to be anything too crazy.
Free car washes for life.
But couldn't Nike sign a 17-year-old to a shoe deal if they wanted to at the
time? They'll do it with a lot of the top NBA prospects.
Right.
Or, I should say college basketball prospects. They're going to.
So I can imagine they'll just have them controlled before then. Yeah, they're going to...
Can of worms!
It's going to be wild. All right, it's 6:32, so... I want to watch this Bucks game any second now.
Okay.
So go ahead, hit your quick hits.
Wow, only two. What a slacker. All right, first up, we talked about the Pirates. I have to tell you, yesterday, they were having some problems with their catcher's situation.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, they had their backup in initially, just because I think it was an off day for... their starter. So Andrew Knapp was there. He ends up getting ejected by Will Little, the plate umpire, after arguing a check swings call. So after that, they thought, all right, well, let's bring in the main guy, that being their starting catcher, Roberto Perez. You know, let's bring him in. Unfortunately, he led off in the eighth inning with a single. And then as he was rounding second, he tripped and injured his hamstring.
Mm.
Well, good news. We can go to our third string catcher.
Uh-oh.
Do you want to take a wild guess?
It was a pitcher. I'm guessing. I don't know.
It was their second baseman, Josh Van Meter. First of all, Van Meter has not caught in a professional setting before. Not in the majors, not in the minors. In fact, the last time Van Meter caught was in high school 12 years ago. Van Meter was 14, 15 years old. Also doesn't help. Josh Van Meter is booty. He is terrible.
Well, with a name like Van Meter.
Well, yeah, except he's batting like a buck 71. Like has a whole shit ton of errors. So the first hitter of that inning, boom, hit by a pitch. Mm. Had to walk him. Next batter, wild pitch moved the guy. Tommy Pham walked up to put two more men on with nobody out and just had no idea how to frame pitches as well. So Will Little, that plate umpire, just more or less called everything a ball.
Mm.
Yeah. Mike Moustakas walked, bases loaded for Tyler Stephenson. And the first pitch of the at-bat was fouled off right into Van Meter's mask. And that mask barely even fit him, so it spun all the way around his face. It was a rough time. Oh, did I also mention... this was a doubleheader day?
Fuck. So... Dan Vogelbach went 0 for 8 in this doubleheader, by the way.
I know. It was just a terrible day for Pittsburgh.
I shout out the Dan Vogelbach fan page that I interact with every once in a while that tweets out even when Dan Vogelbach goes 0 for 8, so I at least know when I'm sad. No.
Like, seriously, this was just bad. Bad. Bad day for Van Meter. All right, my next one. Dude, did you hear about the Spurs?
On the back of cowboy boots or the NBA team?
NBA team.
No, I did not.
So the Spurs have actually been working with the Bexar County Courts.
Oh, yeah, Bexar County.
And they passed a pilot program on a 3-2 vote that will allow the Spurs to have a one-year trial period during the 2022-2023 season in which they play four of their home games away from AT&T Center in San Antonio. And not just at one location. They're going to be moving all the way around. Talks about Austin, another one, Monterey, and here's the craziest one, Mexico City.
Mm.
That's kind of wild, don't you think?
They're trying to grow in Texas? Like, they, is that what they, like, on top of it, too? I don't understand that. Like, a couple of international games I can get behind. I don't think the Mexico City one is that crazy. I think the Austin, Texas one is crazier to me, honestly. Because that's like getting in on turf with Dallas, you know what I mean? Stuff like that in Houston.
Yeah.
San Antonio, they're on the border right there. So going down to Mexico trying to get some international fans. Maybe, you know, what if they own a... What if... What does... You know, like Golden State has with their communities. You know, they got the Asian community that really is a big fan over there. They've marketed very well over there. Houston did the same when Yao Ming came over. Do a similar situation being so close to that border could really help them.
And a big reason for this is that AT&T did not renew the deal on their stadium. So they're kind of looking for
so they're about to be the Allstate Good Insurance Center real quick or something like that. Stay away from Mayhem Insurance. Like,
And they are looking to expand their fan base and, you know, trying to get a new naming rights partner is kind of...
Well, they're going to lose Pop real soon here, too. So
that's
going to be a tough franchise. Maybe relocation. No, I'm kidding. They won too much.
Mexico City Spurs. Oh, my. That's not questionable at all. And last but not least, we also talked about the Rockies today. I have to talk to you about the scoreboard operator from last week. So during this this game against the Cincinnati Reds, fresh off a sweep of the Cincinnati Reds, they brought in the Nationals, having German Marquez on the mound, doing a lot of good things. Just ranked in the MLB, directly in the middle for runs per game, yada, 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 yada. Well, apparently their scoreboard operator was having a day. Because really, it should have been a good day, right? He slipped a thing into the game notes on the Titantron, the Jumbotron. Game notes, life pro tip. Don't put up with anyone who is reckless with your heart. Life will be dramatically better if you don't pay mind to any heartbreaker, unless it's the Pat Benatar song, or the Mariah Carey song, or the Led Zeppelin song. Jeez. So, to sum it up, song form heartbreaker? Okay. Real life heartbreaker? Tell him to scram.
Oh, fuck.
What is going on? What?
Do you fire that guy, or do you offer him therapy?
I don't know what's going on.
Like, what
this.
Do you do? Do you fire him or you offer him therapy? Like, it's probably both. Like, he probably got fired for that.
I don't know.
That's so tough. Oh, man. That's tough. That's a tough look for you. Did you see the Brewers scoreboard operator? He might have gave me one more quick hit.
Oh, go ahead.
I think it was, they might have played the Reds. Shit, I can't remember what team they played. Very terrible quick hit because it's not very informatic, but... They had put every single person who homered in that game where I think seven people homered, they put homered yesterday against whatever team they were playing. And they were still playing that team. So it was funny. He was like, it was like one of seven guys that homered yesterday off the Reds. It was like, yikes.
It had to be the Reds
game because they dropped like 20 on the Reds.
I will say this is something that Coors Field is kind of known for, so I don't know how real it is, but they've had moments of the operator complaining about being thrown into grocery store jail. Also did a deep dive on the anatomy of a blowfish.
This guy's just got to get a diary. That's what it sounds like.
Hold on. You'll like this one. Anatomy of a blowfish that eventually changed to the meaning of Hootie and the Blowfish song, Hold My Hand.
Wow.
It's like... Yeah. Also talked at one point about
these
his
metaphors?
First wife. Also talked about his first wife and alimony litigation.
Oh, so he definitely is just doing this. He's messing with the crowd. He knows he's doing this.
Yeah, I mean, This dude might be one of my favorites.
Yeah, he's probably, he's so tenured up there. He's been the scoreboard operator since they had scoreboards.
And the best part, no one knows who it is.
Well, that's just not true because...
He's a mystery, though. He's a mystery. Like, I mean, they, obviously they know in the, you know, in the organization, right? But it's not like, dude doesn't have like a social media account like, hi, I'm Bob.
Yeah, it's because he's been there since the start of the Rockies, man. Like, and I'm talking about the mountains, not the team,
Dante
dude.
Dante Bichette.
Right. Something like that. I mean, they've only been around since, what, 97 or something like that? So he probably could have been there since the beginning still. Hmm. Could be the same guy.
Sure.
Did they have scoreboards in 1997?
Probably.
Yeah. Of course they did. Of course they did. We're going to cut this one in here?
Yeah.
Hour and a half. I mean, we got there.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got there. I'm going to cut 5 minutes of it, but we got there.
You're going to be sitting on this for a while.
No, I don't think so. I think it'll be all right. We'll be all good.
Remember when we talked about using the bell?
That was episode 66 right there. If you guys like this episode, please be sure to download us. We did pretty well last week. Keep doing it. We really appreciate you guys. We're going to do it regardless, but we do appreciate the people who do listen, download us. Shout out to our father who cleared up 14 gigabytes of data because he deleted all of our episodes and his phone stopped working because of every episode.
What did you get for downloading it? Why don't you just follow? God damn. Old people.
And make sure you download us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Pandora, iHeart, Google. Maybe we're on Etsy or Amazon somewhere. I don't know. You can't follow us on Twitter. I won't tell you our Twitter. Just find us. All right. Or if you don't want to download us at all, if you never want to listen again, that's all right. You can still check us out if you go to thechairshot.com.
Can't wait to tell you about my child custody case next week.
Peace.
Every time we do it, y'all, we do it with fire. Yeah, sports podcast down the wire. Every time we do it, y'all, we do it with fire. Yeah, sports podcast down the wire. Down the wire. Yeah, down the wire. Yeah, Tom and Dave. Yeah, down the wire. Yeah, down the wire. Yeah, down the wire. Yeah, Tom and Dave Wirtz. Yeah, down the wire. Yeah.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.